Mesachat Sochem Parabav, Mishnah Hay, a Petach Shechtu Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbat. Chayav Elav Chatos. The Bar Petach comes out on Shabbat. And somebody Shechtu the Korban Pesach, Shelo Lishmo. At the time of the Shechita, he said it's Shechtu Gev L'Shem Shlomim, or L'Shem some other Korban. So in such a case, the Korban Pesach is possible. The person who Shechtu the Korban Pesach is Chayav to bring a Chatos for being Mechalo Shabbos Bishogeg, as even though you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, however, in this case, that he did not shecht it properly and the Korban Pesach is pasul, it turns out he was Mechalo Shabbos Bishogeg, and the person did not realize that a Pesach Shelo Lishmo is pasul. So therefore, he is Shogeg, and the Shechita that he did is a Chilo Shabbos. The Shechita is one of the Av Melachas, it's one of the 39 Melachas that is also on Shabbos, so he has to bring a Korban Chatos for being Mechalo Shabbos Bishogeg. Usharko Azvachim, Sheshachdan L'Shem Pesach. And any other Korban that was Shechted L'Shem Pesach, an Arab Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. For example, somebody wanted to Shecht this Korban Pesach, and he mistakenly took a different Korban that was not a Korban Pesach, thinking that it was actually the Korban Pesach. And he shechted it, L'Shem Pesach. At the time of Shechita, he said, this should be for my Pesach. Im eino ruyin chayev. If the animal that he took is not fit to be a Korban Pesach, his chayev echatzas would be mechalo Shabbos b'shogeg. And if he took, for example, an animal that was really a shlamim, and he thought it was a Korban Pesach, and he went ahead and shechted it, L'Shem Pesach, and it turned out it was actually a shlamim. If the animal is a female animal that's not fit to be a Korban Pesach, as a Korban Pesach can only be brought from a male animal. In such a case, it's Chayav Achatzos for being Mechalo Shabbos B'Shogeg. And he was not Yotzei his Korban Pesach, since it was really a Shlomim, and he Shechted it L'Shem Pesach, so therefore, the animal that he Shechted cannot be for his Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Shechita that he did was also to do so on Shabbos. So therefore, it's Chayav Achatzos for being Mechalo Shabbos B'Shogeg. The Imruyan Hain, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Paiter. However, if the animal that he took was fit to be a Korban Pesach, and he took an animal, for example, that was a male, and it was a sow, was a lamb, so therefore was fit to be a Korban Pesach, even though it was not actually a Korban Pesach, was a shlamim, but he thought it was a Korban Pesach, and he shechted it L'Shem Pesach. In such a case, Rabbi Eliezer holds, even so, Yechayev to bring a Chatos for being Mechalo Shabbos B'Shogeg. While Rabbi Yeshua holds in this case, you are pater from bringing a chatos. And even though it was Mechalo Shabbos, it is Shechita on Shabbos, on an animal that was not actually a Korban Pesach. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ta b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah pater. Somebody who is mistaken in regard to a mitzvah, and he actually did a mitzvah, he's pater from bringing a chatos. So this person who was involved in doing a mitzvah, and he was trying to go ahead and bring a Korban Pesach, an Arab Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. So he was involved in the mitzvah of bringing a Korban Pesach. And because he was so involved and caught up in the mitzvah, and he wanted to go ahead and quickly do the mitzvah, he made a mistake and took an animal that was not a Korban Pesach, and he shechted it L'Shem Pesach. In such a case, since he was toa on something that was a mitzvah, and he actually did a mitzvah, and even though he took an animal that was not a Korban Pesach, and he shechted it L'Shem Pesach, but the Korban that he brought is kosher. As any other korban besides a Pesach and a Chatos that is brought Shelo Lishmo, the korban is kosher. So even though he took, for example, a shlamim and he shechted it L'Shem Pesach, the korban shlamim is kosher. So therefore, he did do a mitzvah, even though it's usher to shecht the korban shlamim on Shabbos. However, since he went ahead and did it, and the shlamim is kosher, so he did do a mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Shua, somebody who is toev his bar mitzvah, he made a mistake regarding a mitzvah that's involved and bringing his Korban Pesach, and he went ahead and did a mitzvah, he went ahead and brought a Korban Shlomim, it's pasul for bringing a Chatos, even though he was Mechalo Shabbos. However, in the first case, where he took an animal that was not fit to be a Korban Pesach, for example, he took a Korban that was a female, and he shechted it L'Shem Pesach, an Arab Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you would be chayav to bring a Chatos, and that's not considered toev b'dvar mitzvah, since he took an animal that was inappropriate for a Korban Pesach, to therefore, in that case, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're chayev to bring a chatos. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer wanted to bring proof to his reasoning that even somebody who's toev his bar mitzvah, but also a mitzvah, somebody who made a mistake regarding a mitzvah and did a mitzvah, even so, he is chayev to bring a chatos. Mayim ha-Pesach, If a Pesach, which is mutar lishmo, you're allowed to bring a korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, as long as you shecht it lishmo. But if you're mishana eshmo, if you do it shelo lishmo, you're chayav to bring a chatur. Like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, somebody who shechts a korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, if he shecht it shelo lishmo, since the korban Pesach is possible shelo lishmo, so you're mechal Shabbat and you have to bring a chatur. Vachem shehen asurin lishmon, kishashina eshmon eno din sheyehechay. So other karbanos that are forbidden to be brought on Shabbat, even if you bring it lishmo, so certainly if you bring it shelo lishmo, you should be chayav to bring a chatas. So therefore, this Kal Vachomer teaches us, if you take a korban that's not a korban Pesach, and you shecht it lishem Pesach, you should be chayav to bring a chatas. Because a Pesach, which is mutter to be brought on Shabbat, if you do it shelo lishmo, you're chayav a chatas. So other korbanos, which are forbidden to be brought on Shabbat, even if you shecht it lishmo, if you shecht it shelo lishmo, and you shecht it lishem Pesach, an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, certainly you should be chayav to bring a chatas, even though you are toeh b'dvar mitzvah. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, this is not a valid Kal Vachomer. If you're trying to bring a proof from a Korban Pesach, that if you shecht the Korban Pesach shelo lishmo, on Erev Pesach that comes out of Shabbat, that you're chayav to bring a chatas, that's because you shechted it lishem something that's forbidden to be brought on Shabbat. If you shecht the Pesach shelo lishmo, for example, you shechted the Pesach lishem shlamim, the reason you're chayav a chatas is because you shechted it lishem a korban that's forbidden to be brought on Shabbat. You're not allowed to bring a korban shlamim on Shabbat. As opposed to other korbanos, that you shecht them an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, and you shechted it lishem Pesach, so you're shechting it lishem a korban that is mutter to be brought on Shabbat. You're shechting it lishem Pesach. And it's mutter to bring a korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat. And that is why, if you shecht a korban lishem Pesach, an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, you're pater from bringing a chatas. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Yeshua, a murei tzibur yochichu, shehen mutarin lishman, v'ashoyche lishman chay. The korbanos tzibur that are mutter to be brought on Shabbat will disprove the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is referring to korbanos such as the korban tamen and the korban musaf, which are brought even on Shabbat. And it's mutter to bring these korbanos as long as you shecht them lishmo, as you shecht them lishem ola. These korbanos are olos. Yet, if you take a different korban on Shabbat and you shecht it lishem and ola, you would be chayav to bring a chatas, even though you're allowed to bring the korban tamen and the korban musaf, which are olos on Shabbat. However, if you take a different korban and you shecht it, lishem the korban tamen or the korban musaf, you would be chayav a chatas. So we see from here that even though he is toeh b'dvar mitzvah, is involved in doing the mitzvah, is taking a korban and shechting it, lishem the korban tamen or the korban musaf on Shabbat, which is a mitzvah, even so, he is chayav to bring a chatas, since he was mechal Shabbos, and he brought a korban, which is also to be brought on Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot disprove my reasoning from korbanos tzibur that are brought on Shabbos. Im amarta be'emurei tzibur, sheyesh lehen kitzvah, toimar be'pesach she'en lo kitzvah. They're trying to bring me a riot from korbanos tzibur. That the halacha is, if somebody takes a korban and shechts it l'shem tamim, or l'shem ein musaf, the yechayit to bring a chatas, that's because the korbanos tzibur have a set amount of how much is brought. You bring a tamash al shachar and a tamash al ben arbaim, and you bring the musafim, and that's it. So therefore, somebody who takes a korban and shechts it, l'shem tamim or l'shem musaf, we do not consider him a toef b'dvar mitzvah, as he should have realized that the korban tamim was already brought, or the korban musaf was already brought. As opposed to somebody who takes a korban and shechts it, lishem Pesach, on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, since there are many, many psachim being brought on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, he didn't realize that the korban that he took was not a Pesach. He thought it was a korban Pesach, and it must be brought. And even if he himself already brought his own Korban Pesach, but when he sees a Korban in the Azara, he thinks that it's somebody else's Korban Pesach. And that's why he went ahead and shechted it l'shem Pesach. So therefore, he is considered a toh of his bar mitzvah. He made a mistake regarding a mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. And it turned out that he shechted a Korban that's also to be shechted on Shabbat. So therefore, his pasuk for bringing a chatas, since he is toeh b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Meir, Omer, apa sheche l'shem emure tzibur pater. Rabbi Meir is even more lenient than Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rabbi Meir, even in such a case, that somebody took a korban on Shabbat that was not a tamid or a musaf, and he shechted it for a tamid or a musaf, he thought that the korban that he brought was a tamid or a musaf, he would be positive from bringing a chatas. He would be considered a toab as bar mitzvah, and even though the tmidim and musafim that are brought on Shabbat have a kit for the set amount of how much is brought, even so, since he thought that the korban he was shafting was for the tamid or the musaf, he's considered toab as bar mitzvah, and he's positive for bringing a chatas. Sachem sachem parabab, mishnah bab, shachto shalol ha'ochlo, vishalol limnuyo. Somebody who shechts a korban pesach, an erev pesach that comes down on Shabbat. However, he shechted in such a way that the korban pesach is tough. He shechted the korban pesach for people that are unable to eat at least the kizayis of the meat of the korban pesach. The people who were partners in this korban pesach were sick or were old, and they cannot eat at least the kizayis basar from the korban pesach. So, in such a case, the korban pesach is tough. Or he shechted the korban pesach for people who were not partners in the korban pesach at all. He shechted it for people that did not have a chelek in the korban pesach. So in such a case, also the korban pesach is puzzled. Or he shechted the korban pesach for people that are arelim. They did not have a bris milah, so therefore they cannot eat from the korban pesach. So the korban pesach is puzzled. Or he shechted the korban pesach for people that are tamei and are unable to eat from the korban pesach. So in all these cases, since he shechted the korban pesach on Shabbat, and the korban pesach is puzzled, his chai is to bring a korban chatas for being mechalo Shabbat, and even though you're allowed to shech the korban pesach on Shabbat, but in this case, he shechted the korban pesach for no reason, since the korban pesach is puzzled, so he was mechalo Shabbat b'shogeg, and he must bring a korban chatas for being mechalo Shabbat. La'echlo v'shelo la'echlo. Liminuyo v'shelo liminuyo. Lamulim v'la'arelim. L'taharim v'la'atmeim patr. But if somebody shechted korban pesach, an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbat, and he shechted it both for people who are able to eat a kizayis basar from the Korban Pesach, and for people who cannot eat a kizayis basar from the Korban Pesach. So in such a case, the shechita of the Korban Pesach is kosher. As we said previously, that if he shechted both for people who can eat from the Korban Pesach, and for people who cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is kosher. Or if he shechted the Korban Pesach both for people who are partners in the Korban Pesach, and for people who are not partners in this Korban Pesach, but they have no chelet in the Korban Pesach. In this case, also, the Korban Pesach is kosher. Or he shechted the Korban Pesach both for people who had a bris milah and for people who did not have a bris milah. Or he shechted the Korban Pesach both for people who are tar and for people that are tamei. In all these cases, the Korban Pesach is kosher, so therefore, the person who shechted the Korban Pesach is puzzled from bringing a Korban Chatas. And the person who shechted the Korban Pesach in this case was not Mechalo Shabbos at all. And you're allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. And since the Shechita is kosher and the Korban Pesach is kosher, so he was not Mechalo Shabbos. So there's no reason for him to bring a Korban Chatas. Shechta v'nimtza b'almo chai. Somebody who shechted Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, and after the Shechita they realize that the korban has a mut, and therefore it is possible. The person who shechted the korban is chai to bring a korban chatas for being mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, as he should not have shechted the korban pesach, since it has a mut. And he should have checked the animal before the shechita to see if it has a mut. And since he did not check the animal, so he's considered somebody who's mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. We cannot consider him an honest somebody who did an avera, and it was unavoidable. And the person who did Avera unavoidably would not be chai to bring a chatas, since he is not at fault at all. But this person who did the shechita on this animal is a shogeg, not an honest, since he should have checked the animal to see if it had a mum before he did the shechita, so therefore he's chai to bring a korban chatas. Shachto v'nimtza trefa b'sefer. Pater. Somebody who shafted a korban pesach, an erev pesach that came out on Shabbos, and after the shechita they realized that the animal is a trefa in a place in the animal which could not have been seen before opening up the animal. In such a case, the person who shafted the animal is pater from bringing a korban chazus. And even though the korban pesach is possible, and a korban cannot be a trefa, if you shafted a korban that is a trefa, the korban is possible. However, this person who shafted the animal cannot be considered a mechalal Shabbos at all, even though the korban is possible, since he is honest. He cannot have known that the animal was a trefa, since the trefa was inside the animal in a place that cannot be seen before the shechita. So therefore, he is not considered a mechalal Shabbos, since he is an honest, and he is pater from bringing a korban chazus. Shachta v'noida, shamashcho abalam et yodam. Osha meisu, osha nitmu, pater. If somebody shafts a korban pesach, an erev pesach that comes out on Shabbat, and after the shechita it becomes known that the owners of this korban pesach withdrew their ownership from the korban pesach and decided to become partners on a different korban, so therefore the shechita was done for people that are not partners on this korban pesach, and therefore the shechita is possible. Or after the shechita it becomes known that the owners of this korban pesach had died before the shechita or had become tameh before the shechita, the person who did the shechita is pater from bringing a korban chatos, since the shechita was done with rishut. Meaning to say, since at the time of the shechita he cannot have known that the owner had withdrew their ownership, and therefore the shechita was possible, or he cannot have known that the owners had become tameh, or that the owners had died. So therefore, even though the shechita is possible, we cannot consider him a mechalal Shabbos, since he is an onus. He cannot have known that the shechita is possible. So it's not his fault at all. So therefore, since he is onus, he is possible from bringing a korban chazus.